Steve Boyum live at Napoleon High School, and we're about 15 minutes or so away from tip-off for game number two of our doubleheader tonight. Michigan Center again victorious in game one. It was a 66-23 win. Austin McKenzie, our Subway player of the game. And again, big thank yous going out to Michigan Center Schools, Center Machine and Tool, sponsors on board for the Cardinals here in the playoffs. We got a great crew, Elm Plating, College and Career Access Center, the Protection Center, Unleashed and Loving It out on Page Avenue, supporting the Michigan Center Cardinals, and Modern Waste. A bunch of our sponsors have been on all year long, and we're glad to have them on board. But those guys specifically joining to support the Michigan Center Cardinals. Next game is Hanover Horton and Lumen Christie as the captains meet at center court. And again, we were recognizing that Dayton Keller, who had missed the last few games for Lumen Christie and was in a walking boot, no boot tonight. He's got tennis shoes on. He's out on the floor for warm-ups. Doesn't seem to be favoring the ankle at all, but I haven't seen him run full speed or anything like that. And additionally, Bobby Willis in the lineup, and they missed him. He played with the varsity last season. Missed a huge chunk of the year this year with a knee injury from the football season, but he is laced up and looks like he's ready to participate as well. As Jason joins me back here in the broadcast booth. Jason, how was the line at the concession stand?
It was short, which
short,
was
nice.
I do have some breaking news. I don't know if we have a breaking news sounder, but I do have breaking news. Dayton Keller will not start, but he will be in the lineup and will see action tonight.
What's the word on Bobby Willis?
Bobby Willis actually is in the starting lineup tonight.
All right. Where's he? Where you got him at? All right. Oh, you know what? I was missing him because he had previously worn number one.
Yeah, he's wearing number
23
this year.
Jack Kelly wears that now, and now they got 23.
Yes.
Strapped on to Bobby Willis. That's excellent. That's exciting. And we will let's take a look at the starting lineups right now, Jason, since
yeah.
You got them.
Let's take a look at those starting lineups for the Lumen Christie Titans. Starting things off, the freshman point guard, Jack Kelly. He will be paired with sophomore Nick Thomas up front. Well, I guess really they're going to run three guards in this one. Bobby Willis, the other sophomore. They will be grouped with the junior Sam Meisner and the senior Phil Stewart in the lineup tonight.
That's an interesting lineup change, Jason, though. We did see Phil Stewart play really well against Jackson High. You know, Troy Cooch is a guy who started all year who's not in the lineup. And Thomas Saber, who had seen minutes in the starting lineup, and additionally Jared Lincoln.
Yeah.
So a different lineup, a different look from Coach Pat Neville here in the Lumen Christie Titans. I think we saw a lot of guys who are coming around late in the year who are going to contribute today. Tanner Martinez is a guy who we saw. Nice-looking jump shot. Mike likes to go to the basket a little bit, too. We'll look for him.
Noah Page is an excellent defender for this Lumen Christie Titan team.
And he's got that. He's got some shooting range.
He does.
Page.
He does. Yeah, really. And they can roll 7, 8, 9 players deep, and they're all very talented in that. Also equally very young, so there's a lot to look forward to. The record doesn't necessarily indicate the level of talent on this Lumen Christie team.
Well, I think Lumen Christie plays a different set of teams than the Comets do all year. Though these two teams did meet one other time already this year, Jason. That's a game that Hanover Horton won 67-52 back in February. A game we were at, game we called. I think we can't take a ton away from that game because it was a weird game in that Hanover Horton was suffering from a flu virus moving through the locker room.
Yes.
So they didn't have their full lineup. And I wouldn't say that was a game that Lumen Christie played particularly well. And again, I think that they have really had some guys come into their own a little later in the year. And I think we're going to see a different rotation than we saw that game.
Yeah,
for Lumen. So it's an interesting matchup tonight. I'm looking forward to it. We're just about 8 minutes away from getting things started here at Napoleon High School. Let's take another three-minute break here on the pregame, and we'll be back on WKHM and WKHM.com.
A downed power line can sound like this. A live downed power line can also sound like this. But there's one sound that takes care of the danger. Never go near a downed wire. even if it doesn't make a sound. If you see one, immediately report it by calling 911 and Consumers Energy at 800-477-5050. Working together for safer communities. That's our promise to Michigan.
I'm Aaron Cantor with Consumers Energy. We're focused on safety. The safety of our customers, employees, and Michigan communities. Carbon monoxide threatens your safety because it can be in your home and you won't even know it's there. Find it with a carbon monoxide alarm. Best installed on each level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more tips on how to keep your home safe, visit consumersenergy.com/safety. Working together for safer communities is Consumers Energy's promise to Michigan.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson. Need help with a college application? Looking for help with your FAFSA application? The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. Maybe you're looking for additional help in starting a new career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. The College and Career Access Center is there to help you in your pursuit of a post-secondary education or advancing your career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall.
Can you put a price on quality time with your family? Your time and your family are impossible to assign a value to. At Elm Plating, you can have more time with kids, more time for backyard barbecues, and less time on the road. Elm Plating has wages ranging from $13 an hour up to $25 per hour. How much are you spending in gas, wear and tear, and time on the road? Do the math and spend more time with the people who matter most. Apply today at elmplating.com. Elm Plating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
All right, Jason, we took a look at the Lumen Christie starting lineup. Let's check out the lineup for the Comets.
All right, a little bit of a different lineup for the Hanover Horton Comets than what we're used to seeing. The freshman Jack Brocky getting the start tonight, along with Evan Harold and Jared Van Campen, the seniors. They will be paired with the sophomore Trevor Keeler and the freshman Rhett Laketta. Also, two additions to the lineup tonight will be number four, Mitch Sauber, who is the brother of junior guard Jacob Sauber, and freshman Luke Laketta, who is the brother of freshman Rhett Laketta. So good luck with that.
All guys that we've seen play, too, at other times this year. So Hanover Horton, youth movement, and but it's good depth for them. These guys all, despite being freshmen or underclassmen, have got some on-court experience.
Yeah.
And talented kids.
Yeah, and you have head coach Chad Mortimer, who, like any good basketball program, never really retools. They just reload. And this is a team that has 15 straight district championships, and a lot of media, ourselves included, have not let them forget that. And so you don't know if that puts added pressure on this team, being that they're so young that they have a lot to look up to, or a lot to keep up there with the tradition of this program, or if they're a little bit more relaxed, knowing that they, this is a position that they've been in a lot before, and they can rely on their head coach.
Definitely,
to get them through it.
I'll say definitely experience with Evan Harold and Jared Van Campen. Those are the guys I'm going to look to for leadership on the floor for the Comets. But again, freshman contributors, Brocky and youth in Laketta, both the Lakettas. These guys are not just out there to take up a roster spot. They're out there to contribute, and I expect they will.
And they've all played, and they've all played well for the Comets this year. So it's not like they're a liability when they're on the floor. So it should be a great game that I've been looking forward to. And just you look at the record and you think, okay, this is going to be a walk for the Comets. But Lumen Christie really has come on late. They now have a little bit more scoring punch with Dayton Keller back. Bobby Willis is now in the lineup. So look for them to put up more points than what we've seen them put up. And Bobby Willis to be able to shut down defensively and give Dayton Keller a little bit more help along with Noah Page and the like on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, we had a quote from a spectator when we saw Jackson and Lumen, and Bobby Willis is playing with the JV, and the guy said to us that he will be better than Kari Willis.
Yes.
Now, that is high praise. Kari Willis, of course, playing now for the Michigan State Spartan football team.
Yep.
But that's high praise because Kari Willis was an excellent basketball player, too.
Yes, he was.
And so we'll look to see if any of that materializes. Let's go ahead and take three more minutes. We will come back with the starting tip-off here at WKHM. Excited for game number two. And back in 3 minutes at WKHM.
My name is Joey Imperial, and I attend Lumen Christie Catholic School. I think the school definitely helps develop character by the constant emphasis on treating other people as you'd like to be treated, and just having this love and respect for everybody that goes there, no matter what your difference is. No matter where you are in school, no matter what classes you're taking, everybody just sees each other as another student, as another friend.
My name is Stephanie Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christie Catholic School. We want our students to change the world. Come be a part of the change. Tours are available Monday through Friday.
Caregiving can be enormously rewarding, but it can also be physically and emotionally demanding. That's why it's important for caregivers to seek occasional respite from their responsibilities, whether it's for a few hours a week to run errands or a few weeks a year to take a much-needed vacation. Respite care offers you the chance to reduce stress, restore energy, and keep your life in balance. Learn how Legacy Assisted Living can help you. Call Kim at 517-764-2000 today.
The Jackson YMCA provides programs for the entire family, including swim lessons, youth sports, day camps, and after-school programs for children, and group fitness classes like yoga, cardio kickboxing, piloxing, aqua fitness, and indoor group cycling for adults. The Jackson YMCA also offers babysitting while you work out. Come see why the Jackson YMCA builds a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. And visit them online at jacksonymca.org.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Hanover Horton Schools, a place where principals greet students at our doors and students leave us with over $1.5 million in scholarships and grants. Students use classroom iPads and smart boards, yet can travel a few steps to see maple syrup being made or tour the local firehouse. You can see a tractor in the parking lot as you enter clean, safe buildings that have Wi-Fi throughout, a marching band that marches down Main Street Hanover and Main Street Disney, a community that embraces their teams. We may not be the biggest school, but we are a family. So take the drive to Hanover Horton today.
I'm Aaron Cantor with Consumers Energy. We're focused on safety, the safety of our customers, employees, and Michigan communities. Carbon monoxide threatens your safety because it can be in your home and you won't even know it's there. Find it with a carbon monoxide alarm, best installed on each level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more tips on how to keep your home safe, visit consumersenergy.com/safety. Working together for safer communities is Consumers Energy's promise to Michigan.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
8 minutes on the clock. We're ready for the starting lineups here.
Didn't
Napoleon High School, Lumen Christie and Hanover Horton just set to take off here. Online around the world, WKHM.com. I wonder if we have our Alaskan fan on board for the broadcast tonight.
Yes, I believe that was a relative of one of the assistant coaches. So,
yeah, Coach. I just saw him in the parking lot. His name is
Coach Hull.
Coach Hull, thank goodness. Jason referenced the roster that we have. I saw him in the parking lot. I was going to say something to him, and we got pressed for time. But
And if you are listening, Mr. Hull, thank you for listening. And good morning, good afternoon. I don't even know what time it is up there, but wherever it is, I'm sure it's very cold and either very, very dark or very, very bright. So thank you for tuning in.
I wonder if it's as windy there as it is here, though.
I don't know. I bet there's more moose.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably correct.
I don't really know about much about
Alaska. I don't know Alaska's moose population.
I really don't. Have we vamped enough? Can
Some
we,
homework
can we talk
for
about
you,
the game?
Jason. I wish we would talk about the game. Starting lineups being announced on the floor. And again, I think right now in the starting lineup, a little size matchup advantage for the Comets. Just in length. But I'll tell you what, Dayton Keller makes his way into the lineup. He's got a size advantage. And again, you know, if he's getting comfortable on that ankle and he can truly put it together, it's going to be a nice asset.
Absolutely.
For the Titans to have. 8 minutes on the clock. Final huddles on the floor. We'll get your opening tip off here in just a moment on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Your home for all of the high school basketball playoff action here. We're going to follow basically one of these four teams we saw tonight, as long as they're alive in the playoffs, and any other local teams that happen to stay alive as well. Hanover-Horton School District, one of our sponsors. As long as the Comets are going, their school and community are supporting them. Evan Harold gets the tip, taps it to Van Kampen, who looks to drive immediately down to the low block, well defended, gets his own rebound on the miss. Jump hook is good, and Hanover-Horton's on the board quick.
And I believe we got swerved a little bit by head coach Pat Neville. He has Troy Kucha in the lineup over Phil Stewart.
Yeah, was he trying to sneak something against? Why would he lie to us?
I think he swerved us. I like it.
Bobby Willis on the attack here. Takes it all the way to the bucket. Blocked from behind. Nice defense. Trevor Keeler reached out and got a hand on it. But Bobby Willis being aggressive in the early going. 2-0 Hanover-Horton lead. They have the ball. Jack Baraki near midcourt goes to Harold at the left wing. Screen for Baraki all the way to the bucket. Lob is good.
Wow. The standout freshman Jack Baraki with a little alley-oop action there.
I got to imagine that's pretty much how Coach Mortimer drew it up. And it's 4-0 Comet lead. Quick start for Hanover-Horton. And a near steal there. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? Tie up on the floor.
Rugby scrum.
You know, sometimes when you come out there to try and set a screen, you bring an extra defender into the mix, and in that case, that defender had quick hands and knocked away from Bobby Willis. 7 minutes to go here, 4-0 Comets lead. It'll stay Lumen Christie ball, possession arrow.
I'm glad you can see that, because I can't see over that edge there.
Here comes Nick Thomas working for the Titans, now to Kelly. Kelly right wing, gets a screen from Kucha, now he slips it. Thomas will drive, kick out to Kucha, loses the pass for a moment, recovers into the elbow, drops it off for Meisner, who feeds Thomas on a cut. He's deep, missed it off the backboard, rebounded by Van Kampen. Thomas got down low on that one.
Yeah, he caught the pass and didn't quite have the right angle, had to pivot a little bit, and that allowed the defense to catch up.
Keeler makes a drive, nice defense by Meisner, missed the shot, rebounded by Van Kampen. And Nick Thomas bodies up a little bit, get whistled for a blocking foul.
That'll be Thomas's first, team's first.
Lumen Christie is another team who's got some physical guys who we see can get into some foul trouble at times, Jason.
Yeah, and that'll bring Dayton Keller off the bench and into the game.
Test out that wheel for Keller. Big lineup here for the Titans. Van Kampen sets up the offense for Hanover-Horton. There's Rhett Laketta on the wing. Now to Van Kampen. He'll take the three, and he hit it. And just like that, it's 7-0 Comets. The Titans starting out in the hole here. Bobby Willis brings it up for Lumen Christie. Now to Keller. Attacking first shot. Quick shot. Short. Rebound tapped up and pulled down by Kucha. He'll put it off the glass and in. You know, Kucha looks like he finishes down low when he's off balance. Like, he's better off balance down there.
He is one of those players that has decent form when they're off balance, surprisingly.
Lumen's on the board, 7-2, our score, 5.5 on the clock. Trevor Keeler comes around the screen, pull up in the lane, missed it. Rebounded Willis, and he looks to run for the Titans. And that's going to be an advantage in having Bobby Willis on the floor for Lumen, is I think at times they want to run, and it just never got started, but I think Bobby Willis will be encouraged to run when he gets the ball.
Yeah, and it looked like there he was trying to direct traffic, trying to get Dayton Keller to get down low, and he just quite couldn't get him there.
Keller makes a move across the lane into the paint, draws a whistle.
That foul on Evan Harold, his first team's first.
From the baseline, Willis looking inbound. Keller off a screen, pull up on the baseline, and he got that one to go. Dayton Keller, a couple shots in the early going. Missed one, hit one, 7-4. The Titans pull within three.
You got to think Dayton Keller needed that one to just kind of feel a little bit more comfortable on the floor.
Keeler looking to feed Harold on the low block against Keller. Double team coming down. Finds Brocky. Kick out to Van Kampen. Puts it on the deck. No, got hung up. Nowhere to go. Keller gets the steal, and here come the Titans running. Nick Thomas, the running mate, blocked by Harold.
Wow.
Went up high. You know, Harold's got a good, he's already got a good 4 inches or so on Thomas, maybe more. And then when you pull out that wingspan, he just reached up and batted that one out of the sky.
Yeah, and he's one of those young men that grew into that size late into his career. And so he's got the athleticism to go with it. He's not that typical awkward big man down low that gets that height quick.
Comes Thomas on the inbound to Keller. He'll pull the three. Missed it short. Rebounded Kucha. Knocked away. Thomas saves it in the corner. Skip pass to Thomas Saber and Tomas Saber into the game now for Lumen Christie. Hands off to Willis. Willis working against Trevor Keeler. And I think we're going to reach and foul, maybe a hand check against Keeler. It's Bobby Willis putting some pressure on the defense. And you know, Willis a year ago as a freshman looked young, kind of baby-faced out there and wide-eyed. Now he looks confident.
Yeah, he looks like a floor general, like you. What you want out of a young guard.
Yeah, just a facial expression that you see on him, where he looks determined and confident out there. Thomas working against Van Kampen, gets into the lane, awkward shot, slipped a little bit, rebounded by Harold, and here come the Comets. Still leading 7-4, 4:20 to go first quarter. And Louis Jeffries on the drive. That lane spread open for him. He took it. Defender came over late. Missed the shot, but got the contact. That'll send Jeffries to the line for a pair.
Yeah, Jeffries comes in and does a good job on the defensive side of the ball against Bobby Willis and gets himself to the line with a nice wide-open look at the net. Got a good drive.
Yeah, Jeffries is good on-ball defender. Good ball handler. Missed the free throw. He's got a second one coming.
That foul, by the way, on Tomas Sambert, his first, team's second. And Luke Laketta into the game along with Rhett. So, Rhett has come out of the game, so Steve will not be as confused.
I still will. Missed the shot, rebounded Keller, and here come the Titans. Just down by three. Harold hits the deck, midcourt, tripped up. Willis has the ball deep left wing as Harold recovers. Looking for a screen and roll with Dayton Keller. They jump out on the screen. Nice feed down to Saber in the finish.
Wow.
I didn't see that. How did he see that?
Excellent court vision by Bobby Willis. And Saber wasn't even there. I mean, he put the ball where he was supposed to be, and Saber just showed up.
That was some nice passing. Van Kampen on the attack now for Hanover. Good hands by Kucha. They're going to whistle him for a foul. That looked like a tie-up to me almost.
It was close.
But they've had a quick whistle here, the fresh officiating crew for game two of our doubleheader.
Yeah.
A little quicker whistle than the first crew.
Kucha with his first team's third.
7-6, a one-point game with Jared Van Kampen at the stripe. First one is good, nothing but net.
Van Kampen with 6 quick points.
Willis comes out of the game, so does Dayton Keller. You want to keep those guys fresh, a couple guys who haven't had a full season's worth of conditioning under their belt, so they're going to work to keep them fresh. Meisner on the floor with Nick Thomas, Jack Kelly, Trey Kucha, and Tomas Saber. Save air outside the arc near the corner. Down to the baseline, Meisner. He'll feed out to Kelly at the wing. Kelly dribbling around, working against Evan Harold. Save air near the free throw line. It's knocked away. Van Kampen triggers the break. Nick Thomas chases him down. Now Harold on the drive. And Kelly's going to get whistled for a blocking foul. Good recovery by the Titan defense there.
Yeah, good job to get back quickly and prevent the getting to the lane to get the shot up. That foul is going to go on Jack Kelly. That's going to be his first, team's fourth.
And inbound goes to Harold outside the arc. He'll pull the triple. Missed it. Rebounded Kelly in the middle of the lane, looking up the floor. Louis Jeffries picking him up full court. Kelly gets it over the midline, hands off to Saber. Back to Kelly. Kelly will dribble into the lane, all the way to the hoop. Double clutch blocked by Brocky. Brocky brings up the left side of the floor now for the Comets. Deep wing to the top, and there's Laketta. Pump fakes the three, now drives into the air, passes back out. Brocky all alone for three. Good. Nice. Beautiful form on the shot attempt there by Brocky. He knocks down the triple.
Yeah, Steve, Brocky has five in this one for the young freshman.
Make it 11-6 Comets. Down to Troy Kucha. Gets deep against the defense. Spin move. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Brocky. He looks to run immediately. Working up the middle of the floor. No numbers. Pulls it out. Laketta in the corner on a cutting. Louis Jeffries. Dribble. Spin move. Lost it. Kucha's got it. Now Lumen's got numbers the other way. Here goes Thomas. Patient on the drive there. Thomas. Nobody came up to stop the ball. Brocky, I think, was waiting around for a shot block. And Thomas outweighed him. And took it in there. 11-8 our score. Quick three up by Laketta. No good. Saber. No. Rebound tapped away. Brocky. Down to Laketta on the low block. And it's blocked. What a swat by Troy Kucha. Fun big back block. And forth right now.
Yeah, this one is living up to the hype so far as Bobby Willis, Jared Lincoln will check in for the Lumen Christi Titans. Dayton Keller also comes in. Hunter Zeman into the game for the Comets.
Evan Harold the inbound from the baseline into Zeman. Zeman in the right corner. Now to Harold, set up on the low block, working against Keller. He'll pass out to Jeffries. Three-point look is good. Good open look for Jeffries. Make it 14-8. Comets in front here in the early going. Jared Lincoln into the game. Drives and scoops off the glass. Score it for the senior. 14-10.
Good little baseline finger roll there by Jared Lincoln.
Lincoln now on Laketta on the low block. Laketta fakes a pass out. Now he passes out. Has it knocked away. Meisner with a loose ball. Hands to Kelly. Kelly looking to run. Brocky steals it back. Jeffries is running mate. Jeffrey reverse layup. Good. Nice job by Jeffries to finish that one.
That last time down the floor, did you see Luke Laketta with that nice Hakeem Olajuwon move there?
Yeah, he tried it. Willis drives and feeds. Nothing there. Back out to Kelly, right wing. Kelly picks up his dribble. He's dead. Now down to Meisner. Meisner looks to make a move. Fadeaway Jay on the baseline. Missed everything. Rebound tapped and pulled in by Jeffries. His pass is knocked out of the air by Meisner. He gets it back, though, and now he'll penetrate. Loses the ball off to Brocky. Open look for three. No. Left it short. Meisner will pull in the rebound and hand it up to Kelly, who gets it up the floor quickly to Willis. Willis gets the call from Pat Neville on the Lumen Christi bench. Slowing it down in the half court here, working against Louis Jeffries. Willis dribble to the right side. There's Keller open for three. And what do we got? Foul away from the ball. It's going to be a moving screen against Sam Meisner. 16-10, 32.8 to go first quarter. Fun quarter of basketball.
Yeah.
Nice pace.
Very well paced. And now Rhett and Luke Laketta both on the floor with Lou Jeffries. They are paired with Brandon Miller and Hunter Zeman on the floor for the Comets to reset the floor.
Zeman's got it right wing. Back to the top, Miller. 20 seconds. Laketta on the wing. Now Rhett Laketta at the top. Drives into the elbow. Picks up his dribble out to Luke. Luke pump fakes. Now kicks to Jeffries. Open look in the corner for three. Got it. Two threes for Jeffries since entering the game. Stretch out that Hannah Horton lead to 9. 10 points for Lumen with time running out. Thomas will drive. No shot. Good defense by Laketta. And that'll get the buzzer on the first quarter. So as well as Lumen Christi played, Hanover Horton shot the ball better. 19-10, they lead. We'll take a one-minute break after one quarter on WKHM.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
A downed power line can sound like this. A live down power line can also sound like this. But there's one sound that takes care of the danger. Never go near a downed wire, even if it doesn't make a sound. If you see one, immediately report it by calling 911 and Consumers Energy at 800-477-5050. Working together for safer communities. That's our promise to Michigan.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Lakeda inbounds to Louis Jeffries, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. 8 minutes on the clock. We're underway, second quarter. Jeffries behind the back, drive into the paint. Now he picks it up. And looking out for Miller. Outside of his outstretched hands, out of bounds. Titan ball.
A little bit of a miscommunication there.
Kucha inbounds to Bobby Willis, working against Jeffries, deep near midcourt. Play call from the bench, looking for Dayton Keller down in the low block. He's going to spin, puts it off the glass, no good. Long rebound tapped and pulled in by Miller. Brandon Miller triggers the break now for the Comets up the left side. Zeman's going to drive in, double clutch, score, yes! Nice job by Zeman. 21-10, now an 11-point lead opened up for the Comets. Thomas looking to pass to Kucha, had it tipped. Zeman gets the steal. Jeffries up the other way. Reverse layup for Jeffries, and he scores it easily. And Pat Neville's going to have to call a timeout from the Titan bench. Full break for Lumen Christie, 23-10. They trail now after a quick run by the Comets. 1 minute break. We're back with more on WKHM.
Can you put a price on quality time with your family? Your time and your family are impossible to assign a value to. At Elm Plating, you can have more time with kids, more time for backyard barbecues, and less time on the road. Elm Plating has wages ranging from $13 an hour up to $25 per hour. How much are you spending in gas, wear and tear, and time on the road? Do the math and spend more time with the people who matter most. Apply today at elmplating.com. Elm Plating is an equal opportunity employer.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Out of the timeout, Louis Jeffries working against Bobby Willis. Goes in for a steal. He could call for a reach-in foul. 6:57 to go. First half, 23-10. Ann Arbor Horton right now in front of Lumen Christie. Nick Thomas with the ball. Looking for a screen from Keller. Screen to roll. Keller gets it down low, and he'll score that. Nice effort there by Keller. Lumen Christie on the board here in the second quarter. Zeman with the ball now for the Comets. Working near the midcourt line. Works his way in toward the top of the key. Nick Thomas on the defense. Willis goes for the steal. Over to Lakeda into the corner to the other Lakeda. Now back out to Luke. Luke will give to Miller. Miller hands off to Jeffries. Jeffries back to Luke Lakeda. Now Miller pump fakes from the top to Jeffries in the corner. He's hit two threes. Make it three. Louis Jeffries on fire tonight. 26-12. Hanover Horton advantage.
Might be time for Bobby Willis to stop leaving him alone.
Willis working now near the top of the key. Puts it on the deck. Looking for a screen from Keller. Now a pull-up three from Willis. Back rim, long rebound, tapped. And Miller pulls it in, and it looks like Nick Thomas is going to get the reach in. Yep.
That's going to be his second foul. Team six.
5:50 to go. First half, 26-12. Hanover Horton Jeffries. 9 points here in the first half. All on three-pointers. No, he's got more than that. He's got what? 13.
Yes, 13.
Nice cut. Laketa to Laketa. Couldn't connect. Out of bounds to be Titan ball. Meisner, Willis, Keller, Kucha, and Lincoln on the floor for Lumen Christi. Willis brings it up. Look for a screen from Keller. He uses it. Now driving all the way to the bucket. Double clutch for Willis. Strong shot. Missed it. Kucha rebounds. Lefty finish off the glass is good. Lumen races back on defense. Zeman puts the pressure on. Driving down to the baseline. Now tied up. And they're going to whistle Kucha for a foul.
Going to be foul number two on Troy Kucha. Team seven. Go put them in a 1-1.
Kucha almost had the tie-up. But as the, I can't remember who had the ball there, pulled his arm away. Officials don't seem to be aware that it's a 1-1.
Now they line up.
Now they'll sort it out. It'll be Rhett Laketa at the... Is it Rhett Laketa?
I believe...
Right now, six players on the floor.
Hunter Zeman is going to take the 1-1 here.
I think Zeman had to come back into the game. They actually subbed him out, it looked like.
Yeah. We've got the confusion settled out.
Zeman at the stripe. Missed it. Rebound. Nice box out by Kucha. Meisner gets the rebound. But Kucha kind of cleared the lane right out for him. Bobby Willis coming up. Picked up by Jack Brocky. And now Keller's going to get whistled. Trying to get position down low, and they're going to call foul down there. Now the tempo of this game is really slowed with the whistles.
Yeah, and that's going to be the first on Dayton Keller, team's eighth, I believe. Oh, wait, that was on the offensive end, so team seven.
Zeman does go to the bench now. Keeler replaces him. Van Kampen, Harold. Jack Brocky and Rhett Laketa on the floor. Van Kampen goes to work. Down to Laketa on the low block.
Good feed there to Rhett Laketa.
Easy finish. Double him up. 28-14. Hanover Horton lead. Bobby Willis walks up to the three-point line. They're going to give him that shot. It looks like he tries to feed, though, down to Meisner. And Meisner caught it with his knees. Bounces off and goes out of bounds. Hanover Horton ball, Evan Harold to inbound. We're getting full court pressure now from the Titans. Hanover Horton sets up in their press break offense. Harold takes the inbound pass to Laketa, now to Van Kampen, and he'll dribble it up. Pressure falls back to half court. Off the screen, here comes Keeler, now to the top. Harold puts it on the deck, picks it up, out to Van Kampen. Pump fakes the three, now step backs and takes a three, in and out. Rebounded Kucha, and he gets it up to Bobby Willis as they run. Willis over the midcourt line, now up to the top of the key. Looking to feed down low to Meisner, now he gets to Lincoln in the corner. Nowhere to go for Lincoln, now he feeds Willis on a cut.
Wide
great
open.
Feed and a wide open look for Bobby Willis. Gets him in the scoring column. Inbound goes to Brocky, who will bring it up for the Comets. Calling the play. Keeler comes off a screen now to a cutting Van Kampen into the lane, and they're going to call him for an extra step. Traveling call against Van Kampen and a stop for the Titans. 28-16 they trail with 3:55 to go first half.
Now we get Jack Kelly into the game, replacing Bobby Willis for Lumen Christi.
And again, I think Coach Neville is going to have a short leash early on those guys, him and Keller both. Just so that they don't get winded. Again, just guys who have missed some time with injuries, you don't want to just throw them out there and wear them out.
Exactly.
Kelly on a cut, up in the air. They're going to call for an offensive foul. Keeler stepped up and took the charge.
And that's going to be foul number two on Jack Kelly.
3:37 on our scoreboard. It's a 28-16 lead for the Comets. Full court pressure coming on by the Titans. Looks like they're just looking to pressure the inbounds pass. Kelly grabbed Brocky around the waist on the inbound. They caught him. He's not sure what he did, but he definitely grabbed him.
And that foul is going to be number 3 on Jack Kelly. Team's 10th, and that puts Hanover Horton in the double bonus for the next 3.5 minutes. Jack Brocky at the line. He hits the first. He's got 6 tonight.
Yeah, hit a pretty 3-pointer early in the game. Good stroke from the stripe. The second one's long, though, rebounded by Meisner. 29-16, 13-point game. Saber takes the pass, hands off to Nick Thomas, working just inside the arc. Tries to drop it off in a close pass to Kucha, knocked away. Van Kampen saved it. Laketa's got it. Now Van Kampen chases it down over to Brocky, down to Harold on the baseline. Lumen recovers defensively, and they'll get it out to Brocky to reset. He goes over near the mid-circle. Harold left wing. Keeler coming off a screen, and the screener was moving. And we'll get that whistle. A lot of whistles here both ways in the first half, though. That's 10 team fouls on Lumen and 4 for Hanover Horton.
Yeah, and that's a foul on Rhett Laketa, number 2. Team's 4th, as you mentioned.
3:03 to go. Kucha will bring it up now for the Titans. Staybear sets the screen. Kucha drives into the elbow. Over to Saber. Nobody there, though. Out of bounds. It's the kind of turnovers you can't have if you're Lumen and you're trailing at this point. You can't have those unforced turnovers. Freshman Jack Brocky brings it up for the Comets over the midline. To the left, Harold. Brocky goes off the screen, out to Laketa, now back to Brocky. He'll pull for 3. Missed everything. Rebounded by Kucha. Looking up the floor now to Meisner. Meisner with a couple dribbles over the midline. He'll feed to Lincoln. Lincoln to Meisner looking to drive. Down low to Kucha. Kucha pump fakes.
Block.
And block attempt. He did stop the shot, but he got quite a bit of meat on the block attempt, too. Kucha will go to the line for a pair.
And that one's going to go on Van Kampen. That's his first, team's 5th.
29-16, 2:24 to go here in the first half. And the Comets have led all the way. Started out on a 7-0 run. Luke Paqueta back out of the floor.
And Hanover has actually done well to keep pace in this half. They are now 10-8 is the quarter score.
29-18, they cut the lead to 11. Bobby Willis back into the game. Picking up Jack Brocky over the center of court line. Over to Van Kampen on the wing. Comets on the attack with Keeler. Now an open look for Harold for 3, and he'll knock that down. Hot shooting here by the Comets beyond the arc. It's going to stretch that advantage back out for Hanover Horton to 14.
First triple of the night for Evan Harold.
Willis picks up his dribble, nowhere to go with it, and Keeler comes up with a steal. Taking it the other way now for the Comets. Keeler to Laketa. Luke Laketa at the top, now to Harold, another 3 for him. Nope, goes long, but Keeler chases it down. He'll give it to Harold, to Van Kampen in the corner. He pump fakes the triple. Now looking to Harold down to the low block. Quick hands by Thomas, knocks it away. It'll go out, and they're going to call that off of Evan Harold. 1:31 on our first half clock, 32-18. It is a Hanover Horton lead as Dayton Keller gets back into the game. Keller was easily the top offensive option for the Titans before he went out with an injury late in the year. Back on the floor now until he's kind of working his way back in. Here comes Nick Thomas. Thomas not much for shooting the deep ball. He will pass out to Saber for an open look. Missed the shot, and that's rebounded by Brocky. Up the floor to Harold, left side. He'll stop. Thought about maybe taking that 3-pointer, but he'll pull it back out instead. Dribbles around to the top of the key. Now right wing to Luke Laketa. Dan Campen at the top. Laketa now wing. Down to Harold cutting across the baseline. Pass it back out to Brocky. He'll dribble his way through the middle. And reset for the Comets. And now looks like we need a timeout. Hannibal Horton timeout, 30-second break. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Just to let you know everything we got going on here with the NCAA March Madness. The bracket competition going on at JacksonESPN.com, WKHM.com. You can link to it either spot. And we hope that you'll sign up and give yourself a shot to win $1 million.
Yeah, win Steve's millions.
Yeah, if it
that
was
comes out money. Of your pay, right? That's what I read.
All right. I mean, I'm going to have to work up to that for many, many years to pay that off. But
that's what I thought.
It's a calculated risk. It's tough to get a perfect bracket.
Yeah, but we also have some really cool prizes if you don't have a perfect bracket.
Yeah, they're awesome. I've been trying to sneak into our promotions director's office and watch that TV we're giving away.
I tried to take it home. I'm not going to lie.
Inbound from the Comets. And Luke Laketa gives to Evan Harold. Deep right wing near the Jim Dutton's court insignia. Now Keeler standing in that same spot. Down to Laketa on the baseline. Skip pass to Harold, opposite side of the floor. Hands off to Van Campen, now to Brocky. Into the corner, Harold thought about the three. Now Van Campen, wide open look from the wing. He'll go to Harold, back in the corner. Harold left it short. Rebound tapped, and Harold will reel it in. Now he's on the attack. Nowhere to go. He'll pass out. Brocky by himself. Deep triple. No. Long rebound again. Another chance for Hanover. Harold will take the shot from the elbow and missed it. Rebound again. Van Campen in the putback's no good. Meisner finally reels it in. 3 seconds. 1 second. Keller heaves. Missed everything. We're at the half. 32-18. It's a Hanover Horton lead. 32-18, our halftime score. Comets led the entire way. But I think Lumen Christy showed a little bit of confidence, a little bit of
absolutely
stamina, a little fight there in the second quarter. They're showing they're not going to go away. They're going to kind of hang around a little bit. So we're here at the half with a 32-18 Comet lead. They'll go to the locker room and talk it over. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll come back and look at our first half leading scorers and set things up for the second half here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online around the world at WKHM.com.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible a problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Need help with a college application? Looking for help with your FAFSA application? The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. Maybe you're looking for additional help in starting a new career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall. The College and Career Access Center is there to help you in your pursuit of a post-secondary education or advancing your career. The College and Career Access Center, located inside the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing Mall.
My name is Stephanie Kristovic, and I'm principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. One of our core values at Lumen Christi is achieving excellence. We do that in so many ways. We have a 70% AP pass rate, the highest advanced placement pass rate in the county. We have the highest ACT score in Jackson County. And just last year, our seniors earned an average of $56,000 in scholarships. At Lumen Christi Catholic School, we want our students to change the world. Come be a part of the change. Tours are available Monday through Friday.
The Frosty King of Horton, Michigan would like to thank you for eating ice cream made right here in Michigan. Really, thanks for eating ice cream. Without you stopping by the Frosty King and eating Michigan-made ice cream, there would be thousands of unemployed cows and farmers. So keep Michigan cows and farmers working. Eat at the Frosty King on Moscow Road in Horton, Michigan. Go Comets!
A downed power line can sound like this. A live down power line can also sound like this. But there's one sound that takes care of the danger. Never go near a downed wire, even if it doesn't make a sound. If you see one, immediately report it by calling 911 and Consumers Energy at 800-477-5050. Working together for safer communities. That's our promise to Michigan.
High school basketball March Madness on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Yeah, huge thank yous going out to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center for sponsoring all of our March Madness coverage. Additional sponsors to thank without a question. We have both schools here tonight.
Yes.
And our sponsorship crew, Lumen Christi Catholic High School and Hanover Horton School District. I saw John Denny in attendance tonight from Hanover Horton, and nothing but nice things to say about that curriculum out there.
Absolutely.
And, of course, they're on still in the midst of a tremendous run of district championships, and I quote Ric Flair all the time, you got to be the man, you got to beat the man, and right now Hanover Horton is the man.
That's right.
And right now they're in the driver's seat tonight, 32-18, and again, our special correspondent statistician Chris Abbey with us tonight, and from his vantage point, which is not perfect, I think we can agree to that.
Obstructed view seating
yeah, here behind the giant wood pillar in the
little work
dome
to be able to see where they are at on the other side.
But I think you somehow got together, got all the numbers. Who's leading the way for both of these teams?
The leading scorer for Hanover is Leonard Jeffries with 13. Behind him is Jack Brocky with 6. Then for Lumen Christi, the leading scorer is Troy Kucha with 6, and Dayton Keller with 4.
Yeah, good spread around scoring for both teams, really. Jeffries got hot from beyond the arc early on, hit a 3 threes, and additionally was the recipient of a couple great passes that set him up for some good reverse layups. So Jeffries, right place, right time, and did what he needed to do to get himself in the scoring column. Quick assessment here, Chris. What's Lumen got to do?
Well, the biggest thing with Lumen I've seen is they're not getting the defensive rebounds that they've seen. I mean, there was a series that I think Hanover got, what, 4 straight offensive rebounds? They're not getting that. And then when they finally get down to the court, they're not taking advantage of their possessions, and they're not keeping the ball in their hands. They're turning it over, and I think that's the biggest thing keeping them out of the lead right now.
Yeah, you got to value that ball, and certainly, you know, you're going to have a limited number of possessions. When you're down by double digits, you need to make them all count. And certainly you want to at least get a shot up. And when you're turning it over, and, you know, part of the credit for that goes to the Hanover Horton defense.
Oh, yeah, no, they've been really good tonight. They've been great getting the ball back, and there's really not much to complain on their side of the ball. But Lumen, they've got to get double chances, and when they get their second chance, they need to make sure they don't waste it.
Yep, rebounds. You can't say that enough. Thanks, Chris. Abby, our special correspondent tonight on the halftime. Jason, why don't we run down the complete statistics from the first half?
All right, well, we'll kick things off with Lumen Christi Titans. Interesting to point out, both teams had 6 players score at least 1 point. As our senior statistician Chris Abbey mentioned, Troy Kucha leads the Lumen Christi scorers with 6, Dayton Keller with 4, and then we had Nick Thomas, Jared Lincoln, Tomas Sember, and Bobby Willis, each with 2 points. On the flip side of that, for the Hanover Horton Comets, who lead this one 32-18, for head coach Chad Mortimer, Lou Jeffries leading the way towards trying to pick up district championship number 16. He has 13 points. Jack Brocky, Jared Van Kampen each with 6. Evan Harold with 3. Hunter Zeman and Rhett Laketta chipping in with 2 to complete the scoring for the Comet offense.
Yeah, right here about 8 o'clock on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. We'll take another 2-minute break on the half. We'll come back with second half action. Lumen Christi trails Hanover Horton. It's 32-18 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community.
Yeah.
Season's over. Maybe celebrate the good times.
Responsibly.
Responsibly. Oh, of course. Go to the high school kids.
Exactly.
Some sodas and video games, man.
Hey, you know what? That's what I'm going to do when I get home, and
that's
I'm
exactly
in my 30s.
That's the thing on my mind, right?
Not going to lie.
Player of the game, Jason. I'm going to put that in your court again.
Yeah, we're going to go with Lou Jeffries in this one. A fine performance off the bench for Mr. Jeffries and his the senior there. He drops 13 in the first half. He's held in check the second half, but didn't really play much with Hanover Horton carrying a big lead into that second half. So a good job for him. As he'll get one more game in his senior year and look to continue the winning tradition here at Hanover Horton. Well, for Hanover Horton, I should say, as they seek their 16th consecutive district title against Michigan Center on Friday.
Yeah, Jeffrey's 13 points came at a big time for Hanover Horton when they were kind of putting themselves out ahead of Lumen Christi, and then they just had to hold the lead. And I think at some point you recognize that, I don't want to say you, I recognize, or you at least had the feeling that Lumen Christi didn't really have enough firepower to come back.
Yeah.
If they had been able to keep pace, stay close, and go back and forth a little bit, maybe. But once that deficit was there, I didn't think they had the horses to stop Hanover Horton and also outscore them by, it would have had to have been double.
Yeah, and that's been their bite this year is their inability to score, not just when it counted, but just their inability to score overall. They've struggled offensively all year long, even with Dayton Keller in the lineup. With Dayton Keller out of the lineup, they struggled even more. We thought Bobby Willis might be able to cure that a little bit, but unfortunately he was held in check by the Hanover defense, and really they just couldn't get anything going in the half-court set. They couldn't really get out and run very well. They played great defense, so that's something that's a positive that they can take away from this season, but they really, in the offseason and into workouts next year, they're really going to have to focus on not only finding scoring options, but really finding depth in their for their offensive game.
So Lumen Christi loses and wraps up the season at 3-18. Hanover Horton moves on, and we will be here Friday night with live coverage, 7 o'clock. The tip-off for the Hanover Horton Comets and the Michigan Center Cardinals, all Cascades Conference District Championship game. And the undefeated Cardinals beat Hanover Horton twice in the regular season. Tough to beat a Hanover Horton team three times in a row. But Michigan Center has that very task laid out for them if they want to continue what's been an epic run for them all season long. I'm sure Coach Chad Mortimer's got a trick or two in his repertoire that he hasn't shown yet this season, and Michigan Center will be working to just do what they do on a regular basis and just outplay people. But I'm looking forward to that game, Jason.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it's sure to be a barn burner. Both teams play great on both ends of the floor. It'll be interesting to see how Hanover Horton combats the just the all-out assault of Michigan Center, both offensively and defensively. Haven't had an answer for it this year, but as we've been saying all year long, when you have a head coach the likes of Chad Mortimer, you're never really out of any game, and he can. Take that knowledge and take that legendary experience and hopefully parlay it into another district title. But Michigan Center had their number the first time around, and then the second time around, it was a pretty evenly matched game until Michigan Center with one of their patented big runs in one quarter, and then they kind of keep it tight the rest of the way and finish strong. But Hanover probably has been their biggest challenge so far this year, so it will be a great game, and I look forward to checking it out on Friday.
We'll have that coverage live on WKHM.com. We expect to anyway. Meanwhile, the Western game was canceled for tonight, postponed until tomorrow night. So if your high school basketball fix has not been met, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center brings you live coverage of Western and Holt tomorrow night on ESPN 101.9 and online at JacksonESPN.com. So anybody who was afraid they'd have to miss some of one game to hear the other, you've been smiled upon, and you'll have the opportunity to do.
I believe they get the legendary dulcet tones of Greg O'Connor. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the understanding. I guess there's a chance to reevaluate the coverage for tomorrow when you and I don't have another game going on at the same time. So we'll see what the powers that be assert, and who knows? Jason, if you don't mind, maybe we head up to Mason tomorrow night. We'll see.
It's on my way home from work.
Somebody above me will make that decision.
I'm going to be there anyway.
So for tonight, we'll wrap it up again. Congratulations to our player of the game, Louis Jeffries, senior at Hanover Horton, with a big 13 points. Came at a big time for the Comets. Meanwhile, we're ready for a big game on Friday, so join us, won't you? Thank you to Josh Ankrow back in studio. For Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. Talk to you on Friday.